As we were talking in our class, Paul had problems with false teachers, problems with false philosophers all throughout his ministry. In the book of Colossians, the second chapter, he said, "I want you to know what a great conflict I have for you and those in Laodicea. For as many as not seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts may be encouraged, being knit together in love and attaining all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God, both of the Father and of Christ, in whom we are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge." Paul had a tremendous concern that folks like us, who've never seen him, but have only heard about him and read about him, might just say, "You know, I don't know whether the guy's right or wrong. I don't know what to believe." But he said, "I am concerned that your hearts be encouraged, being knit together in love." I think it's significant that one of the first things he says is that you need to be knit together in love. There has to be a love for one another. And then he says, not only be knit together in love, but attaining to all the riches of the full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God. Did you catch that word knowledge? He implies there's something you need to know. And knowing something, there's something you need to do. So it's not just love, as important as that is. But there also is that full assurance of understanding to the knowledge of the mystery of God. And listen how he defines God, both the Father and of the Christ, in whom are hidden all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. If you want wisdom and you want knowledge, you go to Christ, because that's where it is. Now, if you want money, don't bother coming to my house. Was there written any there? Now, some of others of you may have that same situation, and then there are some that, you know, you could go there and get a couple $1,000s. But you're not going to come to my house and get that kind of money, because it's not there. But Paul says, if you want knowledge and you want wisdom, you go to Christ, because that's where it is. That's where we need to go. He said, "Now I say this, lest anyone should deceive you with persuasive words." There are folks that will tell you there's other places you can go. You can go to the Quran, you can go to human philosophy, you can go deep within yourself and realize who and what nonsense. The place where wisdom and knowledge is in Christ. He said, "Though I'm absent in the flesh, I'm with you in spirit, rejoicing to see your good order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ." The good order and the steadfastness. He's writing to Christians here. He's writing to us. He says we need to be steadfast. And we need to have good order. Good order is talking about priorities. He says you got to do things in the right way. I am by nature kind of a scatterbrained kind of a person. I'll start this and then I'll start that. And then I'll start something else. And then I'll start something else. And I'll think, I got to have this done by a certain, I got to get back over here, and I'll start chasing rabbits and go off, follow one reference off on another, and whoa, I got to get back here. Do you have this kind of problem? Paul said we can't do that with Christ. We need to have good order. We need to have our priorities set straight. And then we need to have steadfastness. And he says, I rejoice to see that you have steadfastness. I rejoice to see your good order. And then he says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him. Walk in him. Live the Christian life. Don't talk the Christian words. Don't claim the Christian name. He said, you walk in him. You live that life, rooted and built up in him, and established as the faith. And then there it is again, as you've been taught. As you've been taught. If there's one thing about Christianity that differentiates it from all the other religions of the world, is it has to be a taught religion. Oh, there's emotion, there's feelings, but they come as a result of having been taught. The feelings don't produce the knowledge. The knowledge produces the feelings. And he said, abounding in it with thanksgiving. He said, yes, it's great to be thankful, to have that emotion that goes along with being a Christian. But it comes from being taught. What's God's word? What's it have to say? He drops down to verse number 9. It says, in him, Christ, dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and you're complete in him, who's the head of all principality and power. You need to have confidence that the one who you went to for knowledge and the one you went to for wisdom has it all, because when you go to him, you can be complete. You can be complete. That's a wonderful thought. I don't have to wonder. I wonder what that one's teaching, or I wonder what this one's teaching. I know what Christ teaches, and that's all I need to know in order to have the fullness of Godhead bodily dwelling in me. He's the head of all principalities and all power. Are you following him? If you asked your neighbor, you asked your family member, or asked your coworker, would they say, now there's somebody who's walking a Christian life? That's somebody that, if you want to see what Jesus would do in a circumstance, you look and see what is doing. Is that the way you'd be described? That's what Paul says we ought to be. That's what we're supposed to be. That's what God expects us to be. But the good news is he gives us all the tools to do it. Is there anything too much more frustrating than to start something and find out you don't have the right tool to do it? And you got to use something else and try to figure out how to make it work? You need a metric, but you don't have that. All you've got standard wrenches and it just doesn't fit quite. It's close, but it's not right. And it just kind of rounds off the edges eventually until it won't work at all. And if you got a standard one, it won't work after a while because the metric one's worn it all away. We need to have the right tools. And they're here for us. Abounding in it, Paul said. Does that describe your life? Folks, can we help? Can we pray with you? Can we pray for you? I believe everybody in here that's reached an age of accountability is already a Christian. But we need to know, deep within ourselves, if I die tonight before the morning ever comes, heaven is going to be my home. Can you say that? Can we help? Please, won't you come now while we stand and while we sing?